This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
You know who else was inevitable, though? Thanos.
Thanos.
In the Avengers. There was a great article that was put out over the weekend questioning whether or not Bernie Sanders is actually Thanos from the Avengers. And I hate to ruin every movie out there, but the Daily Wire, Henry Rogers, had this out there. And do you remember during the CNN town hall meeting when Bernie Sanders talked about using population control for climate change?
Oh, that's right. This went viral. A lot of people were very upset about this.
He was going to hand out contraception, abortion funding, and just do whatever it took for population control purposes, for the purposes of climate change. Now, if you're not a fan of the Avengers, I can tell you that Thanos, who is the evil supervillain titan, his goal is to wipe out half of every living creature in the universe, all right? In the universe, we're talking trillions of people. In fact, the irony is that, and I don't want to give too much away if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, but Mark Ruffalo, who's a huge climate lefty, plays the Incredible Hulk, and says to Thanos, "You killed trillions of people." And Thanos says, "You should thank me." Thanos' whole point is that they don't have the resources throughout the universe to be able to carry all these people. So by snapping his fingers, getting all the Infinity Stones and snapping his fingers, wipes out half of humanity, of all living creatures in the universe, restores balance, and then the universe is happy and better. Right?
He says he improved their quality of life.
Right, because then now there's no more scarce resources, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. So then the question became, is Bernie Sanders actually channeling Thanos? Because everything he does is to rip off a movie. He never has a creative idea. What was the movie he ripped off last week? Do you remember? That we were making, Armageddon, when he said there's a planet Earth, right? And and Independence Day.
Independence Day, Field of Dreams he's done before.
Right, which we played, Field of Screams, Joe's parody that he created for us. So take a listen to this.
Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. And the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions.
This universe is finite. Its resource is finite. If life is left unchecked, life will cease to exist. It needs correction.
You don't know that!
I'm the only one who knows that. At least I'm the only one with the will to act on it. Children born have known nothing but full bellies and clear skies. It's a paradise.
Because you murdered half the planet.
A small price to pay for salvation.
Well, there you go. Bernie Thanos. Bernie Sanders Thanos.
It kind of gives me chill bumps a little bit because it's like kind of does freak me out.
Right?
It does. I have to admit it.
And you know, I obviously am obsessed with superhero movies and I love them and I love them so much. And I know a lot of people hate Hollywood and there was a Holly Weird and everything like this. But what I love about Thanos is absolutely the bad guy. Like, at no point is he a sympathetic character where you go, well, the guy just wants to have a cleaner world. I mean, at no point do they do that. You know, there's even a line in Avengers Endgame where Captain America, because he's always the sunny optimist, says, well, you know, I saw a pot of whales in the Hudson Harbor on the mm-hmm. way here, and it looks cleaner. And Black Widow says, stop what you're trying to do by making me feel better. And he goes, sorry, it's an occupational hazard. At no point do they go, you know, Thanos isn't a bad guy. I mean,
misunderstood.
Yeah, Thanos is just misunderstood. He means well, and, you know, now there's more. No, he's 100% the bad guy. But then there's Bernie channeling him. My goal is to get all six Infinity Stones and snap my fingers, and then they're gone. Starting with the broads and the crying babies. They will be gone first when I get my hands on the Infinity Stones. There's there's a pastrami stone. There's the rye bread stone. So that's, I mean, I really do believe Bernie is the least creative candidate out there. He just watches the most television in hotel rooms.
But everybody except, who was she, the hottie nurse, Greta, who had the question?
Oh, with the microphone? Yeah. And you. I'm going to spare your life, too, when I get the Infinity Stones and snap my fingers. So, crying babies are out. Most broads, but not you, Greta, with the microphone. You get to stay, all right? And you'll thank me one day for this, because the air will be cleaner and everybody will be better. And I can hang up my armor once and for all.
Credit to the Daily Caller for putting that together, but you could put together an even longer montage of Thanos saying comments like that about wiping out humanity and cleaning up the environment. It was John Nolte over at Breitbart who called him the Al Gore of the universe. But I think the Bernie Sanders is even more of an apropos comparison. Joe is in Harleysville. Joe, good morning.
Hey, I just realized something. If Thanos could snap his fingers and kill half of humanity because of lack of resources, couldn't he just as easily have snapped his fingers and doubled the available resources to support humanity?
I don't know if you're allowed. I don't know if the Infinity Stones give you that power or if they just let you destroy. That's a great question. I don't know. I'd have to consult with my Marvel advisor. He would tell me the answer to that.
Oh, that'd be great. I'll be eagerly listening for the answer tomorrow.
You got it, pal. You got it. No problem. By the way, speaking of superhero movies, the movie The Joker's coming out. I'm really looking forward to this movie. Joaquin Phoenix looks amazing in it, doesn't he?
Yes.
It's already now being bashed by the woke left. It's now they want it out. They don't want people to go see it. The reason why is, and it's a word I had to even look up. I didn't even understand what the hell they were talking about in this. But Joker movie is slammed by social justice warriors for glorifying incel violence. Do you know what an incel is? Nope. Who does? This is reporting now from the Daily Wire. The new killer clown biopic Joker, based loosely on the Batman villain, may be ranking in the accolades at global film festivals. But social justice warriors are loudly warning audiences to shy away from the film. According to leftists on social media, Joker, which has not even come out yet, although it looks great. I mean, he played sort of the origin story of how the Joker villain came to be, the Joker. Is bad because it's once again another white man being failed by the system, and this is the problem. So, SJW, social justice warriors, argue audiences will be encouraged to sympathize with the Joker because he has a lonely life and suffers regular bullying and an existence which eventually drives him to become a psycho, and that sympathy might carry over to real world incels. Others claim that widespread love for the Joker might actually inspire real-life incels to commit real-life violence. Now, I know what the hell you're thinking is. What is an incel? What is an incel? I will tell you that when we get back from the break, because it's just absolutely amazing to me what they found. They find outrage with everything, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, everything. They're mad at Dave Chappelle for his Netflix special. His Netflix special, which is offending critics. They're saying that he's too offensive. They're tired of it. Quote from one critic. Sadly, the majority of the American population is still vastly uneducated about the LGBTQ and trans community. There is still a great deal of ignorance, fear, and confusion. People are under and uninformed about various sexual identities. And she believes Sticks and Stones is one of the worst things out there because of the harm and ignorance it shows about the LGBTQ community. Nobody. It's impossible now for anybody to just lighten up. It reminds me of the line from the Joker of just, you know, why so serious is all I have to address. Why so serious? So why are they upset about the new Joker movie? And why is this a problem? What is an incel? Involuntarily celibates. Members of a subculture who are unable to find romance. Men who can't get a lady. And so the social justice warriors now are believing that the Joker movie depicts a lone white guy who can't find a chick, and therefore he becomes a psycho. Ergo, who is to blame for the Joker? Women.
Women.
As Jimmy Buffett said, there's always,
always a woman to blame.
So the social justice warriors are angry that the Joker movie makes women the bad guys, the bad girls, and that also now it makes it look like it's okay to understand and sympathize with psychos because it's the fact of, that if only girls would talk to them, they wouldn't become that way. Rachel Miller, this is a social justice warrior. Okay, I pinpointed exactly what it is that bothers me about a Joker movie. I don't want to watch a movie that shows us the trauma that drove the Joker insane. I don't want to watch a well-intentioned but unstable man get bullied until he turns into a mass murderer. I don't want to watch a man get rejected by women as an excuse for his future of domestic abuse. I don't want to be shown what a poor, unfortunate underdog this man, who was sadly forced by circumstances, and that nasty Batman to take up a life of crime. I don't want to have sympathy for a man best known for his robbery, murder, and rape shoved down my throat for 2 hours. I don't want this to be sold as a relatable story that can happen to anyone with a bad day, and I don't want to be around any of the lonely white boys who relate to it. Do you see what I'm getting at, she says? Actually, no, I don't. It's a freaking Joker movie. I don't know if anyone knows what you're getting at. I don't want a narrative line to be drawn between mental illness and criminals, because they put in the Arkham Asylum thing, which is so done with all these Batman villains and is so common with the Joker in particular. And I don't want a movie that idolizes when there's plenty of these armed white F-boys who are out there, and now they're going to have someone to look up to and emulate. We can't have nice things. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, stop this train. I want to get off.
The social justice warriors ruin everything.
But by the way, the BBC recently did release a documentary, The Secret Life of Incels.
So they
this
did?
Isn't, yes. So this is not, it's just the movie is publicizing it, I guess, but it's not something that's new.
Right. Well, I blame women for the Joker. And
but he gets Harley Quinn. I mean, that's, you know, pretty great.
Kind of true. If you go down that line.
Wow.
I mean, just saying, you know.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.